Expressions, the podcast, the teenage experience.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Expressions, the podcast. We started this important team talk 2 weeks ago. This is the third week. So this week we'll be talking about drum roll. We're talking about apology. Yes, apology. Well, according to the dictionary, apology is a regretful acknowledgement of an offense. Yes, when you acknowledge the fact that you have committed an offense and you regret it, that is an apology. You know, and when you apologize, you say you are sorry, I'm sorry I did this, I'm sorry I said this, I'm sorry. It means that you're acknowledging the fact that what you have done is wrong. Now, why is it an important topic to discuss with your teenager? Well, we all know that charity begins at home. Whatever a child learns at home is what he or she will take outside. So as parents, we, like I said in the previous topics, you shouldn't only tell, you should also show. Many parents do not know how to apologize to their teenagers. Many parents do not know how to apologize to their children. You know, I saw one post, and the post says, when parents begin to apologize to their children, many teenagers will heal. Hey! That post is accurate. Very, very accurate. The moment we begin to apologize to our children, they will begin to have healthy parent-teen relationship. Apology, just like respect, should not come only from the younger ones. As an older person, you are human beings, you can offend, you can make mistakes. So as an older person, as the parent, when you are wrong, don't say, I am the parent, why should I apologize to him? You are killing. You don't know. You are killing your child. My recent post on Facebook reads that as a parent, you should not be the reason your child will go for therapy when they become adults. You are wrong. But you choose not to apologize because you are the parent. No. We are human beings. Like I keep saying, your children are not robots. They are not machines. They are human beings with emotions. They are human beings with feelings. If you've wronged them, I am sorry, apologize. You will not die. Don't be an analog parent in the digital era. There are many people who are the ones to steal your children from you. And once your child begins to lack some things at home, they will go and look for it outside. And if those people are giving them outside, I'm sorry, your child has gone. Like they'll say, support the law. These are necessary things that you should be, necessary things that you should be doing with your children. You've offended them, I'm sorry. I didn't know it will offend you. Don't be too proud. What you are teaching them, what you are indirectly teaching them is, when they go out, if they should offend anybody younger than them, they should also not apologize because they are older. Also, when they give birth and they offend their children, they should not apologize because parents don't apologize. No. If as a parent you offend your child and then you apologize, it'll be like, oh, so if I'm wrong, no matter the age, I should apologize. Let us teach them humanity. It is normal as a human being that when you offend somebody, you should apologize. Don't be too proud to say I'm sorry. And of course, don't apologize with an excuse or apologize with a reason. You know, teach them what an apology actually is. Teach them what an apology actually means. Apologies. I am sorry, I didn't know this would get to you. I'm sorry, I said this. I'm sorry, I did this. Apology is not sorry, but you say, why did you? No. Teach them what apology is. Show them what apology is. Apology is oh, I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry. I didn't know it would get to you. I'm sorry. That was not even my intention. My intention was not to annoy you or hurt you. That is an apology. An apology is not, sorry about yourself. I did you? It was what you said. That No. If you offended anybody, just apologize. I'm sorry. And that's it. You know, so show them. In fact, enough of telling. Show them. Seeing, they say, is believing. I mean, whatever we see sticks more than what we hear. So apology is regretful acknowledgement of an offense. As a parent, if you've offended your teenager, apologize. As a teenager, if you've offended your parents, apologize. The thing is, many parents don't even apologize to each other. Like husband and wife, father and mother. Your child has never seen you apologize to each other. See, the home is the foundation of many values to be learned. The home is the foundation of many good things to be learned. And if parents are lacking in that, and then you now send your child, your teenage outside, without giving him the proper basic knowledge, without giving him or her the proper basic foundation. And when the child now goes, the child will find it difficult. The child will find it hard. Because the primary place he should have learned, he did not learn. It was not taught. He's going to misbehave outside. Respect, apology, appreciation, thank you, all those things, the child should have been taught at home. This concept knows no age. An adult can respect a child. An adult can appreciate a child. An adult can apologize to a child. If you do all this to your children, you are building healthy esteem, healthy self-esteem in your children. So aside sitting them down and telling them when somebody does something for you, you say thank you. Aside sitting them down and saying when you offend somebody, you should apologize. You should say you are sorry. Beyond all of this is you showing them. Your child is watching a particular TV show, but you want to watch yours. Yours may be actually very more important at that moment, at that point in time. Oh, please, just give me 5 minutes. I want to watch my station. Not to just go in there carrying the remote and you changing it. Of course, we know that you are the one that posts the TV. We know you are the one that is doing the subscription. But why are you doing it? It's not for them. The child is watching the favorite TV and you just put the remote and change it. Respect. Come on. Respect knows no age. Your children are not, I keep saying, they're not robots. They're not machines. They have feelings. They have emotions. That is how you teach them how to treat everybody, irrespective of age. So you too, when he goes out or when he sees, you know that, before I do this, I need to take permission. Before I do this, I need to inform this person. That is how you treat it. It's not every time you be telling them. You show them. They learn more when they see it. So let's learn to apologize. Let's teach our teenagers to apologize. Even so, that is why most, even firstborns, does not apologize to their younger ones, because the parents don't apologize to him or her, so, and because they are older, so him or her, who is the older person, why should he or her, she apologize to the younger one? No. When, as the first child, you've seen your parents apologize to you, and the child will be able to apologize to the younger ones, and the younger ones, when they go out and they see people younger than them, they can also apologize when they offend those side of people. Let's lead the way by showing. Let's teach our teenagers this concept, our children this concept, by showing them. So when they go out, they'll not become faulty adults. You know, a fulfilled adult is a fulfilled parent. You know, a frustrated adult is a frustrated parent. There is no two way. So play your own part right as a parent, so that you can sit back, relax, and enjoy when your child has become an adult. You'll be running out of skelter, be solving problems that you could have avoided when they were with you. Thank you. I really hope that you put these things to use and watch your children have healthy lives, healthy self-esteem. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.